Mistake corrected. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." In the summer of 1844 the message was proclaimed in the very words of Scripture. That which led to this movement was the discovery that the decree of Artaxerxes for the restoration of Jerusalem, which formed the starting point for the period of the 2,300 days, went into effect in the autumn of 457 BC, and not at the beginning of the year, as had been believed. Reckoning from the autumn of 457, the 2,300 years terminate in the autumn of 1844. The Old Testament types also pointed to the autumn as the time when the cleansing of the sanctuary must take place. The slaying of the Passover lamb was a shadow of the death of Christ, a type fulfilled, not only as to the event, but as to the time. On the 14th day of the first Jewish month, the very day and month on which for centuries the Passover lamb had been slain, Christ instituted that feast which was to commemorate his own death as the Lamb of God. That same night he was taken to be crucified and slain. In like manner the types which relate to the second advent must be fulfilled at the time pointed out in the symbolic service. The cleansing of the sanctuary, or the Day of Atonement, occurred on the 10th day of the 7th Jewish month when the high priest, having made an atonement for all Israel, and thus removed their sins from the sanctuary, came forth and blessed the people. So it was believed that Christ would appear to purify the earth by the destruction of sin and sinners, and to bless his waiting people with immortality. The 10th day of the 7th month, the great day of atonement, the time of the cleansing of the sanctuary, which in 1844 fell upon the 22nd of October, was regarded as the time of the Lord's coming. The 2,300 days would terminate in the autumn, and the conclusion seemed irresistible.